ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Allegations of sexual abuse to a school newspaper. ABC's Joey Waller.
An ex-Northwestern football player alleging there was sexualized hazing within the program, providing more details to the university newspaper, the Daily Northwestern. School President Michael Schill now says he may revisit head coach Pat Fitzgerald's sanction, a two-week suspension without pay.
A Northwestern football team calling the allegations exaggerated and twisted. Killing an ISIS terrorist leader as he rode a motorcycle near Aleppo, Syria, Friday. A U.S. remote-controlled drone. Pentagon announcing that today and also saying that Russian planes have been flying dangerously close to U.S. drones over Syria. President Biden and staffers are in Britain ahead of meetings separately with NATO allies and for NATO meetings in Lithuania this week. Some allies disagreeing with the U.S. decision to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. Reason? White House spokesperson John Kirby.
We are trying to ramp up our production of the kind of artillery shells that they're using most.
But so far in short supply. This is ABC News. New details about allegations of hazing in Northwestern University's football program, which could mean a tougher punishment for the head coach, Pat Fitzgerald. Talking with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg, ABC's Monica Sarabdi.
The student speaking anonymously to the Daily Northwestern and ESPN, detailing the allegations of misconduct, saying the alleged hazing centered around a practice called running, used to punish freshmen and other players for mistakes.
They would do this in the locker room with the lights off. They'd have masks on. And it would be sexualized behavior towards the younger players.
Specific findings of the independent investigation were not released, but more than 50 coaches, staff, current and former players were interviewed.
Concerned about an energy drink founded by YouTube hosts and promoted by social media influencer health officials, citing its caffeine content and marketing that could attract kids and teens, they say. The makers of Prime say they put a warning on the label against younger people drinking it. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile. Come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Ooh, Jimmy K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, 9 o'clock in Madison, Wisconsin, and around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. I want to remind you, too, to get that new Civic Media app on your phone. You can listen to all the Civic Media radio stations. Plus, you can call and text the studio right from the app. It's pretty cool. It's all available right now at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy, our next guest, leads a double life. Literally, around the beginning of the century, Big Smith of Milwaukee classic country band God's Outlaw was a heavy metal singer with a band called Double Life. But a broken up band and a cassette stuck in a car player led Mr. Smith on a brand new journey, God's calling, if you will. Big Smith, welcome to the Devil's Lair. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having me. Pretty trippy coming to the Devil's Lair.
Dude, you ran into some traffic. We appreciate you actually making it tonight. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I pulled a Dukes of Hazzard, jumped a couple people. That's all good.
You got that big old pickup truck. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, my. Hey, but even before your double life, you had quite another. You're a military veteran, a boxer. Tell us about Brian Smith growing up, becoming a boxer, joining the military, and when did you start playing music?
Well, I started playing music when I was little. I learned how to play on a player piano, you know, the kind that you pedal.
Yeah.
You put a scroll in there. Yeah. So at a young age, I started to learn how to sing by playing again with the player piano and playing songs like Aquarius and the Candyman and crazy shit like that. And I learned really quickly that I had a decent sound voice, and I started doing nursing homes with my grandma and stuff for fun. And then I grew up and wanted to go into the military, and I lost the weight boxing at Kronk Gym to get into the military. And I was in the Air Force for 6 years. I was a lifer. And
you even did a tour of duty, no?
Oh, yeah. I did a Desert Sand, Desert Shield. Yep. I was an F-15 crew chief back in the day. I was a glorified gas station attendant for a jet.
And now, so you kind of spoke about your father. What, you know, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Well, my parents got that player piano to begin with, so that's really what started.
Were they also musicians, or, you know?
My dad could play the harmonica pretty well, and he could play by ear, so I think I got my talent of playing by ear from my dad. But, I have to say that they helped me with by buying new scrolls every now and again. I remember they got The Gambler by Kenny Rogers as one of the scrolls, and I would be a little kid singing on the player piano, pushing the pedals and singing The Gambler.
You know, when I was a kid, my mom and my stepfather, they loved the old-time country music, all the artists you just mentioned, and they had the 8-track player.
Oh, yeah.
And this one particular 8-track, the trucking CD, I don't know, there was like 9 artists on it, but it was all trucking songs. Love that.
Yeah, for sure.
Convoy!
Yeah,
my grandpa got me really into the country music. I did the Double Life thing for a little while, and we did it. We had some success. We played with y'all, and the scene for me with the rock and roll just wasn't exactly what I wanted to do, and so it faded after a certain time, but I still wanted to play music. So a Johnny Cash cassette tape got stuck in my truck, and I was forced to listen to it.
Well, we'll talk about that in your grandfather's influence in a few minutes, but let's get started with some live music from God's Outlaws, Big Smith, and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called My Drinking Problem, and it's by Hank 3. You opened for him once at the rave and added to his drinking problem. Tell us that story and then why you chose this song.
Well, the story is that the rave was charging too much money for beer, even for the musicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like $9 for me to have a drink at, you know.
While you were playing, you had to pay for beer.
So, well, it was before I had to play, so I went across
the street. Well, I mean, but you were hired as...
I was hired to play, and they still were charging me for beer. So I just went across the street and snuck a case of beer in, and Hank 3 caught me. He's like, "What you doing with that, boy?" I was like, "Well, that's $9 of beer in here. That's what I'm doing with it." And I ended up giving him one, and then that was my meeting with him. he busted me.
We're doing some Outlaw Country in the Devil's Lair tonight. It's God's Outlaw. On Max Inc. Radio Civic Media, we are local music.
Here's a little ditty by Hank 3 called...
She said she's gonna quit me if I didn't drink the booze. So I just started drinking more just to see if she would really choose. And I have to hand it to that girl. She meant every breath. And man, I'm glad she did, cause I was about to drink myself to death. Because my drinking problem left today. She packed up all her things and she walked away. Well, it looks like all the bottle now is where I'm gonna stay. Because my drinking problem laughed today. Well, she said I had some problems. Boy, was she ever right. To keep from going home to her, well, I'd stay out drunk all night. And I believe that woman left me in the nick of time. She'd have stayed much longer. Dranked up my last dime because my drinking problem left today. packed up all her things and she walked away. Well, looks like Gold Bottle now is where I'm gonna stay. Hey, because of my drinking problem left today. Because my drinking problem left today. She packed up all her things and she walked away. Well, it looks like off the bottle now is where I'm gonna stay. Hey, hey, because my drinking problem, my drinking problem, because my drinking problem laughed today.
Yeah. God's Outlaw live in the Devil's Lair here on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. Or, of course, text us through the new Civic Media app rocker.
You know, we'll get to God's Outlaw soon enough. But before Outlaw, there was Double Life, a metal band that also featured your current guitarist, E-Man, or Eric Bulgren. Tell us about Double Life and meeting your bandmate, E-Man.
Well, E-Man was the guitar player for my band now. We call him the Electric Twangler. For Double Life, he was the bass player. So he kind of reinvented himself as well to reinvent himself and taught how to play guitar. And so, yeah, we were just jamming. You know, we've always been friends, even though after the band broke up. And we were just jamming. And then I figured out one song, and it was like three chords. And I was like, dang, I can play without a band.
Do you ever miss playing? I mean, you said earlier that you prefer playing the country, but you ever miss playing metal at all?
Sometimes I'll sneak in a little Stone Temple Pilots in the set.
There you go.
To throw them off, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jimmy, I think I booked a Double Life at a Bomb Blastica probably in like 2001, 2002. It was early 2000s.
Yeah.
Speaking of Maximum Inc. And Bomb Blastica, you delivered Maximum Inc. helped Rocker out for years in Milwaukee, man.
Yeah, it was a pleasure doing that. I was delivering the paper and meeting all the nice people that were having the paper at their bars and some of their places.
all over Bayview and Milwaukee. Yeah.
My favorite part about delivering Maximum Inks was getting the ink all over my hands and then all over your steering wheel and all over your door jams. It was Rocker's blood everywhere.
Finger inking good, Jimmy. You know, like I was saying, at some point in the early 2000s, Double Life ended, and I came to your house, actually, to drop off some of the Max Inc. newspapers, and he drags me upstairs to his studio, sat me down, and he made me listen to a bunch of old crusty country songs. For God's sakes, I'm a rocker, you know? So, if I remember correctly, it was something about your grandpa's cassette tape stuck in a player that kind of got you started on this whole thing.
Yeah, well, there was a garage sale. My grandpa had recently passed away, and I was walking past this garage sale, and I saw fishing poles and tools and, you know, stuff for men, you know, and I was walked over there and just happened to see a cassette tape, and it had Johnny Cash on it, and it was the I Would Like to See You Again album. And I put that in my car, my truck at the time, and it got stuck in there. I couldn't listen to anything but this cassette tape at all.
Oh, man.
So anytime I wanted to listen to the radio, it had to be this cassette tape. So naturally, I listened to it all the way through and through both sides. And then, like I said, I had kind of a weird thought where, hey, that's only three chords. I think I can figure that out. So E-Man actually helped me figure out a lot of my first chords, Eric Bulgren, our guitar player now. And, I just never stopped, as you know.
And you weren't a guitar player at that time, were you?
No, I never played guitar. So.
And so you learned kind of to play guitar and country and...
Yep.
And Johnny Cash all at the same time.
Pretty much hit my heart really hard, and I just felt it's just something so comfortable to me. That, I just feel like I should just keep doing it until I'm dead.
Now, so that's over 20 years of doing this.
That's right. It's crazy, eh? 20 years.
I saw your daughters grow from little babies. Now they're all grown up.
Yeah, now they're Chloe and Brooke are 22 and 19, man. It's crazy. I'm still married, believe it or not, so there's hope for other musicians out there.
You, you can run a, you can do a training class or, you know, one of those info commercials.
How I stayed married as a musician for more than 20 years.
I think I married a saint, to be honest with you. That's how probably would.
I think I maybe agree with you. Hey, well, let's get back to live music with God's Outlaw in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called West is Dead. Is this song about Sergeant West?
Yeah, essentially I wrote a song about a soldier named Sergeant West that never made it back, and has a kind of cool ring on it. And it also has a kind of a background where country music, Western country music is dead too, so kind of goes along those routes.
Now, who wrote this song?
I did, yeah.
It's an original. Scott's Outlaw live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. The Devil's Lair. Brian, you're sounding golden, man. Thank you so much for making the trip in. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY or text us on the new Civic Media app. Rocker, anybody texting? You got any important updates at all?
We did get a text, and somebody says, great Devil's Lair tonight.
Ah, there you go.
And then we had, I think we had another text. Yes, we did. It said, sounds great, always.
Excellent.
That's probably my mom.
Hi, Mom. How you doing? All right, Brian, let's talk about God's Outlaw, the band. How did you convince E-Man to come on to play some country music?
Well, a lot of beer. It wasn't too hard.
You had Mom talk to him, didn't you?
A little beer and wild turkey, yeah. No, it wasn't too hard. He's always been a friend, and we do a lot of fun stuff together, trips to Telluride, and we have all kinds of fun stuff together. And like I said, he taught me some of my first chords. It was just... How do you mechanically reproduce what you're hearing in your head on the instrument? And he kind of showed me how to play certain strings, and I had to figure out the dexterity to continue to do it.
But like, what songs or what music inspired E-Man?
Oh shoot, he's a Chili Pepper head for sure. He likes chilies, and yeah, he likes all kinds of Fogerty, and yeah, he's all over the board too. So.
And he's a bass player at heart.
He's a bass player at heart, yeah.
Because usually, you know, yeah, you know, bass players want to be guitar players, but he was a bass player.
Yeah, we got a bass player now, Paul. Or excuse me, Paul used to be our bass player, but now we have Jason Sawboss Claus, so he's our upright bass player for the trio.
So when the full band, like when you're playing, we're going to talk about Abwood Fest here in just a couple of minutes, but so it's the three of you, it's a trio on stage, right?
Yeah, the trio to me is a full band, but I will hire drummers and slide players and such, depending on how much they, you know, money I'm getting, I share the wealth.
Bass guitar or stand-up bass?
Stand-up bass, only thing, yep.
Yeah, always.
If you had to choose cowboy hat or belt buckle?
Both.
No, if you had to choose one,
yeah, I would say that's a weird question.
Yeah, it is.
I'll take my hat.
I deserved hitting the button on that
one. Yeah, you did hit the button, buddy.
So God's Outlaw is performing at Atwood Fest on the Clyde Stubblefield stage on Sunday, July 30th, just before the headliner, Jane Lee Hooker. And you are bringing a full band. We were just talking about that. Tell us about your concert band that you're going to be traveling to. Hopefully we're getting you enough to bring some extra musicians.
Oh, yes, I'm bringing some extra.
All right.
This is going to be a good show.
Tell us about your guys.
I'm going to bring, of course, E-Man is coming, Eric Bulgren, bringing the upright bass player. Jason Sawboss Claus, he's amazing, and also sings some good background vocals for me. And I'm also going to be bringing a drummer, John Stone, John Klipstein, and I'll also probably be bringing a slide player too, Jeff Hamilton.
The slide sounds great. Jeff Hamilton, where's he from? I know that name.
He's from Milwaukee. He's done a lot of good stuff. He was also in the Violent Femmes, helping them out too when they go on tour. He's in a lot of amazing bands, and he's an amazing producer.
Rocker, you seem like you know some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think we were going to be talking about it, but, you know, he played Atwood Summerfest one time with Metallica.
Yes, exactly. Metallica.
There those guys are crazy.
Beatles, Metallica mashup. Yeah,
right. That's amazing.
Let's get back to live music with God's Outlaw in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Jack Daniels, If You Please. And it's a song by David Allan Coe, and you may have played or met him. Tell us a little bit about the song and David Allan Coe. I know that he's an inspiration for you.
Well, for sure. David Allan Coe writes all his own songs. He's been in trouble with the law. I was introduced to them from the Outlaws there in Milwaukee. I played a show at the Richfield Chalet, and I was supposed to open for him, but he never ended up showing up. He got arrested in Iowa for gambling when he was 70 years old. Somebody was cheating, and he got up and punched a guy, I guess. And so he went to jail that night.
What game, do you know?
What's that?
What game? Poker?
Poker, yeah.
Okay.
Must have been poker.
Yeah.
It's the only game, right?
You can't punch anybody over blackjack. So, his son ended up turning on the music, and we played for him all night, and then the next day he came into town, and the Outlaws introduced me to him. He's sitting back there in front of his mobile home, and he's sitting in an old lawn chair. It looked like it was from back in the 60s, and they introduced me to him, and I was so nervous. He has hair red and beard blue on one side, and he was looking the part, you know. And I just shook his hand. I'm like, "How you doing, Mr. Cole?" He's like, "Well, how you doing, boy? That's some good singing." I was like, "Thank you." I said, "Well, I don't want to bother you. I just wanted to shake your hand." And then I split.
Wow.
That's one thing about being in this band so long is I get to meet a lot of cool people while I'm on the road. And it's really about that.
That's amazing. This is a great story. God's Outlaws live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's hear another song right now. God's Outlaw on Max Inc. Radio.
I think I'll play you a little bit of Danzig to throw things off. You said you wanted to hear some rock and roll. Bad luck wind been pulling down my neck. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch,
then the black will turn to red. I was born to a soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartaches, I carry it well. The list of lies I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray they don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born to a soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Oh, they just gave me the number when I was young.
God's Outlaw, live in the Devil's Lair. Brian, you're sounding so good, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, brother. It's a nice equipment in here. It's fooling you.
It's I'll buy that for a dollar. It's AI, man. Hey, let's take a breath here. We're going to come back. We're going to pay some bills. We'll come back. We'll have more live music in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. It's Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Meet me in Madison with Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter, Saturday, July 29th on the Luther Allison stage.
Meet me in Madison.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Just Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live in the Devil's Lair with God's Outlaw. Brian, I'm playing this for you right now. So let's roll for a second. It's one of my favorite STB songs. It's such a great groove, man.
Oh, yeah, they were good back in the day. Only with Whelan, though.
Yeah, right. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, or text us on the new Civic Media app, Rocker.
Brian, coming up around the corner, God's Outlaw is performing on July 14th for the Harley-Davidson 120th anniversary in Milwaukee. And you are on the Harley-Davidson Museum main stage. Like, wow. Are you a Harley enthusiast? And tell us about this show.
Yeah, can you believe they picked me instead of Elton John to play that stage?
Well, you know, Elton was busy. He had He had to go see the King or yes. the Queen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to the show coming up July 14th. I do ride a Harley. I got a 03 Road King. But, I also have a 98 Shadow that I taught my wife how to ride. So we're a biking family, too.
Do you go out to Sturgis?
Yeah. I haven't been out to that show yet. No, not yet. I'd like to someday, but
all right. So I need your opinion here. You know, if you have a Harley, live in Wisconsin, Madison, and you're going to, do you ride to Sturgis or do you?
I would ride. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you make fun of people that don't ride?
No, I don't. I let people do what they want to do. Oh, okay. You know?
I'm just trying to have some fun, man.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to make fun of anybody that rides. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Because they already are kind of crazy.
Jimmy, let's take you over to the Outlaw Clubhouse.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just some hippie wearing a Hawaiian shirt making fun of some bikers. Great life decision there.
Wow. So this is a big show. Where is that stage at? Is that in the Harley building or?
No, they're actually the whole campus is got all the dealers and also the Harley Davidson Museum. They all put on some kind of event for the 120th for that 3 days, and bikers come in from all around the world just to be a part of the anniversary party.
Yeah, this is a big one.
It is a big one. There'll be a lot of bikes out there. So everybody keep your eyes on a swivel and look out for bikers.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, it's going to be a great show. It's outside on the main stage. There's plenty of room. We start at 5 and looking forward to playing for them down there again. Played it last year as well, but it wasn't for the anniversary party. But this year's a little bigger.
So. You know, I'll say one thing about Harley riders, especially at least I'm sure this happens all over the country, but at least here locally in the Dane County area and around the state of Wisconsin, there's a lot of charity rides. So like hundreds of bikers show up, they meet somewhere, have some fun and games together, get on the bike, ride. People sponsor them and raise money for their charity. I love that. That's pretty fun. And it has to be kind of a rush to be in a pack of bikers going down the road and like down in the driftless area runner, whatever, a 2-lane highway with like 100 bikes behind you.
Yeah, you could feel it in your chest when you're driving with them. It is pretty
good. God's Outlaw, they're working with Milwaukee producer and musician Jeff Hamilton. We just spoke of him a few minutes ago, but you guys are working on some new recordings. Tell us about working with Mr. Hamilton and what we might see coming up out of God's Outlaw.
Oh, in my opinion, Jeff Hamilton is one of them local musical, you know, geniuses. He can play any instrument, and he's got an ear for music. So our first album, Poetic Justice, which is available out there now on Amazon, Spotify, and, you know, Apple, all those places, he recorded that one for us and produced it. And we're going to go back with them and record the second one, which will be a full length. And I'm really looking forward to it because I've got some good songs. Like one of them is called Why Do I Always Have to Learn the Hard Way? Wes is Dead. We've got some Roll the Dice Again with my friends. There's some good songs that'll be coming up. I look forward to sharing.
When might we expect that?
Well, next year. Next year you'll be getting it, probably in the spring.
2024 spring. All right, I'm writing this down.
Yeah, we're putting you on the calendar right now to get you in here. We'll debut some songs for you, man.
Yeah, giddy up.
So let's get back to some live music with God's Outlaw in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And the next song you have for us tonight is you pulled a thing on us and played a Danzig song last time. But now we're going to get to hear the David Allan Coe song. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, everybody loves themselves some Jack Daniels, so that's how this song starts. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You're the only friend there has ever been that didn't do me wrong. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone. Cigarettes and whiskey, calm my shaking hands. I just lost a lover to one night stand. Something temporary, too late I had to learn. Someone from her past said it couldn't last until that bridge is burned. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. There can never friend there has ever been that didn't do me wrong. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone. Promises were broken, dreams were left to die. Empty words were spoken, tears were in our eyes. Something temporary, those tears will fade away. Do the best you can, help me understand these games that people play. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You're the only friend there has ever been that didn't do me wrong. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone.
Yes, God's Outlaw live in the Devil's Lair. That's good stuff right there. They're playing Atwood Fest on Sunday, July 30th on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. Get the full lineup for Atwood Fest at atwoodfest.com. Speaking of Atwood Fest, Brian, you've been there a couple times. You've known Rocker for eons, but you've also known Mama Rocker. You got a fun story about Mama Rocker?
Oh, I've got several. But my favorite is when she's cooking that masacholi. That's what I'm talking about.
The Atwood Fest masacholi is so good.
Yeah, she's the queen for sure. And she sure makes us all feel good, you know, backstage every time that we're there. And, yeah, she makes us feel pretty special.
So another show God's Outlaw has coming up is at the Wisconsin State Fair on September 7th. And that's at the Charcoal Grill, Nashville North Stage. Tell us about playing State Fair.
Oh, yeah, there's everything you want on a stick at State Fair.
Yes. Bacon on a stick. I love it.
Yeah, from deep fried.
Yep. I don't know what everybody has on those cream puffs, though. I never found them as good as.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. But, yeah, I look forward to playing State Fair at the Nashville North Charcoal Grill Stage. It's funny because the vendors even like us because we play this kind of music. And the vendors give us free food because they actually dig us.
Free cream puffs?
And free. Well, I don't get a free cream puff.
Beer?
I'll bring you some, though. I'll bring you some, yeah.
All right.
What are the fan favorites from God's Outlaw? Like, when you play this song, people go pretty crazy. Your fans go, yeah.
Oh, probably Folsom Prison or Boy Named Sue or Ring of Fire. Pretty much all of Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying... we're playing at the Nashville North Stage. Now, is that that's a bar in Milwaukee, correct? A venue?
The National Norris is a new bar in Milwaukee, and Charcoal Grill is another bar. They're owned by the same person.
Oh, I see.
And Matt Campbell there at National Norris does all the booking. So he's a good friend of ours now, and we've been working with him for a year or so.
Where is that located at?
The National North is on Brady Street.
Ah.
Right down there in Brady Street. It's brand new. It took over the old Up and Under.
Oh, now I understand. Sure.
So the place still has a lot of history, and the walls do still talk. So.
Oh, yeah, they must.
Isn't that where Dom from the Devil's Advocates hung?
They had their Milwaukee studio there for some time.
Ah, yes.
Resistance Radio, I think it was back then.
Right.
And it was right across the street from that.
It's not the same. Oh, I'm thinking of a different bar, though. All right. Well, we digress. 844-967-2789. Otherwise, throw us a text. Anybody texting us, Rocker?
Not since okay. I checked last, Jimmy.
All right. Very nervous about that. Checking it, you know?
we need a buzzer notification. God's Outlaw opened up for Government Mule at the Telluride Blues Festival, and you were clueless as to who Warren and the boys were at the time. How did you unravel this mystery? Tell us this story.
Well, that's the funny thing. The Blues Festival is amazing. The atmosphere out there is amazing. If you can imagine all the lights hitting the mountains like that, it was just something to behold, you know, felt like you're on another planet. But yeah, it's funny when you open for these acts, you know, sometimes I don't know who they are. I'm just happy to be part of the show. It's the same thing happened with Government Mule, and they played a song, and I remember my mom playing it, you know, while cleaning the house. And the same thing happened when I opened for Badfinger, as they start playing a song, and I recognized the first song they played. I was like, "This is them." Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing.
Who else was playing the Blues Fest out there when you were there?
For the life of me, I can't remember right now. It was a full day. It was a full day.
Yeah.
And, tons you know, some things may or may not have been happening out there in Colorado.
We'll leave those at Telluride, huh?
Yeah, leave those over there.
Oh, well, let's get back to some live music with God's Outlaw in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's a Johnny Cash song, and it's called A Boy Named Sue. And I can I can relate to Sue's perspective.
Yeah. What's the matter with your mom calling you Rocker, right?
Exactly.
I might even call him Rocker. But yeah, Boy Named Sue is a great song. And that's one of the crowd favorites. You want me to play for you?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Let's hear it.
Woo-hoo! My daddy left home when I was 3. Didn't leave very much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar here and an empty bottle of booze. Now I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he done ever did was before he left, wouldn't name me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got lots of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red. Some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. I'd roam from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars that I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man who gave me that awful name. Well, Battlenburg in mid-July, and I just hit time, my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at the table dealing studs, sat the third and mangy dog to name me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had had, and I knew that scar in his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I'll tell you, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you're gonna die, yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, came up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and he crashed through the walls and into the streets, kicking and a gouging, the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you I'd fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. Well, I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss. He went for his gun, but I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's got to make it, he's got to be tough. And I knew he wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd had to get tough or die, and it's that name to help to make you strong.
Yeah.
He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the grab in your guts and the spit in your eye, because I'm the son of a beep that named you Sue. What could I do, Rocker? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun and called him my paw and he called me his son, and I came away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, and every time I try and every time I win, and if I ever had a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George or any dang thing but Sue. What's the matter with that man calling his son Sue? I might even call him Jimmy.
That's all long live in the Devil's Lair. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, you know what? I think we're a little ahead of schedule. Can I go off script and can I put you on the spot, Brian? And can we do a double dip of Johnny Cash? Just go on and whatever you want to do, man.
Sure, sure. About
the capo's going back on.
Capo, can't live with him, can't live without him. Especially if you don't know how to play guitar yet. Hey, get a rhythm. Will you get the blues? Come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel or two. It does $1 million worth of good to you. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy never did slow down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet of a windy corner of a dirty street. Asked him while he kept shining my shoes, how'd he keep from getting the blues? Grinned as he raised his little head, popped a shoeshine ragged. Then he said, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, yes, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll take all the troubles from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Well, I sat down to loose that shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump for joy. Slapped on a shoe polish left and right. I took a shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe sweat away. Said about a little boy to keep a working that way. Said I like it with a big wide grin. He kept on popping and he said again, get a rhythm.
What?
When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel or two, and does $1 million worth of good to you. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
God's Outlaw playing Johnny Cash here on Max Inc. Radio. It's music in our ears, man. It's awesome.
Thank you very much.
I want to remind everybody, Max Inc. Heavy, we're going to go from Outlaw Country to Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock tonight. Going to lead off with a double dip of Level Down Rocker.
Wow. I love Max Inc. Heavy. You know, the Outlaws, you played the clubhouse. And, you know, how many people are going to come out of that clubhouse and say they played there? Tell us about playing the Outlaws Motorcycle Clubhouse.
Yeah, that was interesting, for sure, to say the least. They were gentlemen to me, for sure. But I knew that once I walked in there, if they wanted to take my guitar, they could take my guitar, and there wasn't a darn thing I could do about it. So I walked in there, and it looked like we had a bar, and it looked like a living room, and then there was a big stage, and there was a couch in there. And I walked in there, and I put my guitar down on the couch without saying a word to anybody. And then I opened my guitar up, and I stepped away from it. Just to see if, you know, if they were going to take it there and take it then and there. and no one took it. So I finished a set, finished the rest of the night playing some music for him. But I just wanted to show them there's nothing else in there, you know, other than my guitar. And they like Johnny Cash. They're, you know, they're all good, pretty much be good people.
They should just throw a couple dollar bills or $5 bills in the guitar case.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to work, right?
It would be nice, yeah. But I had a good time. It was a good time. And it's a great story. I'm glad I did it because, you know, people are people in the end.
Right, right, right. And it shows that you're ready to rock.
Well, you know, I was an ex-boxer, so if something happened, then I could defend myself if need be.
Well, Jimmy, we still got a couple more tunes that I think loaded up here. And we're going to get Brian, we're going to get God's All Out here to play some more. Let's get back to live music with The Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is an original cover, and it's called The Roof is Leaking. The lyrics are by Phil Collins. Tell us about this song before you play it.
Well, I wanted to pull a Johnny Cash. You know how Johnny Cash rewrote Hurt and kind of made it his own? Well, I kind of wanted to try the same thing, and there was this Phil Collins song on the air tonight on that album, and it was The Roof is Leaking. And I always liked that song when I was in high school when the album came out for some reason. It was just an eerie song. If you ever hear it, you'll trip out. So I rewrote the song, put a different melody to it, and I used Phil Collins' lyrics from that song, and I gave it a little more oomph, and I have yet to ask Phil permission, so
oh
Phil,
boy.
Phil, do you mind if I do this for you?
We'll call him right now.
Yeah, do that, would you?
Okay, we'll get him on the air. We'll get the lawyers, civic media lawyers on it. It's God's Outlaw Life in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Roof is leaking and the wind is howling. Kids are crying because the sheets are so cold. Woke this morning, found my hands were frozen. I tried to fix the fire, but you know, the dang wood's too old. It's been months now since I've heard from my Mary. Wonder if she ever made the coast. Seeing a new man, well, they moved out there. Hope my children will try to make it their home. And me, oh, I'm getting stronger by the minute. My new wife's expecting, but I hope she can wait. 'Cause this winter looks like it's gonna be another bad one, yeah. But spring will soon be here, and I hope it's not late. Mom and Pa lived there and there's before. Tried the hardest to make it a home. Been so long now since they passed over. Hope my children will try to make it their home. And me, oh, I'm getting stronger by the minute. My new wife's expecting, but I hope she can wait. 'Cause this winter looks like it's gonna be another bad one here. But spring will soon be here. But spring will soon be here. And I hope it's not late. Hope it's not late. Hope it's not late. Hope it's not late.
Very nice. God's Outlaw here in the Devil's Lair.
How much time do we have, Jimmy?
We have 5 minutes.
We have 5 minutes. Can we do Poetic Justice and I'm Leaving Now?
Sure. I'll be happy to play those for you.
All right. We'll actually just take the music right out to the break here. God's Outlaw, thank you so much for coming in tonight, Brian. We appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. If you get a chance to look me up on the social medias, you can find me on all MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. I guess they're going to combine them and call them My Twit Face. I'm on that, too.
And, of course, we'll see you at Atwood Fest.
Yeah, I'll see you at Atwood, y'all.
God's Outlaw, live in the Devil's Lair.
Sitting here in trial for murder, for a crime I wish I did commit. So I'm gonna go out kicking and gouging in the mud and blood and the spit. Well, they'll all think I did it, so I packed my guns and hid. After I smiled over his body, and I left him for laying dead. Should have seen the look in their eyes when I came home and I caught him with my wife. I can hear the angels calling, but the demons whispered calmly, do thy will to that man you do despise. Well, the man's heart I couldn't handle, the fear I showed just when I turned and blew out their candle, and I roared as I rushed at them. Well, if there's a problem with the gallows, when they open up that door, devil's been sitting there, but bellows, he can't have your hide no more. Should have seen the look in their eyes when I dropped down to the dirt by my surmise. I can hear the women bawling, but the angels thundered loudly, let him be, he is free, it ain't right.
Yes. God's Outlaw live in the Devil's Lair. Dude, thank you so much for making the drive all the way from Milwaukee and coming to visit us and playing live music on the radio for us.
My pleasure. I really wanted to come see you guys and say hello. It's been far too long.
It's been far too long
since I've seen you great fellas.
Atwood Fest.
And ladies.
Atwood Fest is coming. What's the next show beside Atwood Fest, Brian?
Next show coming up is the Harley 120th at the Harley-Davidson Museum. God's Outlaw band. I'll have a drummer and a slide player for that show, so it'll be a five-piece. We're going to show them what's in country music.
Oh, man, that's amazing. And one more time, with the new album that's coming out, you said in about, this fall, you said?
No,
spring. I'm trying to rush you. I don't want to do that. All right, very good. Thank you so much for making the coming in and appreciate it. You get the podcast. First of all, the show will replay tomorrow, Sunday. Right, Rocker? And tomorrow at 6 o'clock here in Madison. And of course, you get the podcast up on Monday.
That's right, Jimmy.
All right. Maxie and Kevy is coming up next. We'll kick it off with a double dip of Level Down. We'll leave you with a little Hank Williams Jr. for right now. It's Maxie and Radio. We are local music.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes! Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, WTF 50 CD Green Bay.